Well, I'll describe last night's meeting as absolutely powerful. St Mary's Holmwood was packed with people who gathered to vent their frustration at what's been going on, which is an environmental assault in Burt for the last number of months. And they put forward their feelings in the clearest terms possible for the owners of the estate to hear it. And I would hope that they would take that on board and that the spreading won't stop. Now, they have committed to engage with the local community, but at this point there is no commitment to halt the spreading of this substance as of yet. So an action group has been formed that will continuously engage with the owners of the land, and I would hope that we can reach the point where the spreading of this toxic substance, which is having such an impact on people's lives, will eventually be brought to an end.
They are well within their rights, though, to spread this chicken excrement, regardless of how much of a problem it is causing to the local community.
Yeah, and that's a point I made at the meeting last night. While it might be legal and they might have found a legislative loophole which permits this type of activity, it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it moral, and it doesn't make it easy on the people in the area. This is having a huge, huge impact on people's lives. It's more than just an inconvenience. This is damaging people's way of life. It's damaging people's health. So there might be a legislative loophole that allows it, but we're appealing to the goodwill of the owners, to the conscience, to please recognise the massive impact that it's having on people and cease this activity.
Should there be then maybe on a national level a review of that legislation loophole? There was concern, I understand, at last night's meeting that maybe the legislation currently is outdated.
Absolutely, and my colleague, Senator Paddy McLaughlin, is committed to engaging with the Minister for Agriculture to close this legislative loophole, because the impact that's been happening in the Burt area, and it's open to happen across Ireland. Like, we could be talking that hundreds of thousands of people's lives could be seriously impacted. So, yes, the legislation needs to be changed, it needs to be updated, and this type of activity cannot continue.